Now we turn to Arizona, a state facing one of the biggest budget shortfalls in its history. It's closing state parks to cut costs. 5 out of 30 sites are already closed. Many of the parks are home to fragile archaeological areas, and according to Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole, residents are stepping in to protect them from looters.
On a clear, calm day like this one, Homolivi State Park has one of the best views in northern Arizona. To the north are the Red Rock Mesas of the Hopi Nation. To the west, the Little Colorado River and snow-capped San Francisco peaks.
Nubutuk, we always what Hopi call it, and we snow on top of the mountains. And certainly today you can see snow on top of the mountains.
Susan Sikiakaku is a former archaeologist at Homolivi and a member of the Hopi tribe. She says it's hard to believe visitors are no longer allowed to see this stunning view from inside the park. They're also not allowed to see the archaeological treasures that are found there.
There's a lot of beautiful pottery. There are burial plots. We as a Hopi tribe are very concerned as to the protection of the place first and foremost, and that's kind of the scary part right now.
Homolivi closed earlier this year, along with 4 other parks. Over the last 3 years, the Arizona legislature has cut funding to state parks by roughly 80%. About half of all state parks employees have been laid off. So volunteers and nonprofit groups are coming to the rescue. The Arizona Historical Society is paying to keep an historic mansion in Flagstaff open temporarily. And the city of Camp Verde is doing the same with an historic fort. Even individuals are getting ready to pitch in at some of the state's shuttered parks.
The state of Arizona has some very active volunteers. You know, when your money is swept and you have nothing to pay people with, that makes it a little difficult to keep things open.
Karen Berggren has been the manager at Homolivi since the day it opened 23 years ago. When she's laid off from her job, Berggren will become an on-site volunteer, continuing to keep watch over the park just without a paycheck.
What we find is that the historic parks, the educational parks, the rural parks, they just don't produce the revenues. They don't have something that attracts people every weekend like the fishing areas do. But they're treasures. You know, we don't want to lose those treasures.
Homolivi stands to lose a lot if it remains closed. It's home to more than 500 ancestral Hopi sites. And for centuries, pot hunters have ravaged the area, searching for ancient relics to sell on the black market. The worst of it was during the 1970s, about a decade before Homolivi became a state park.
It was being essentially mined, like looted on a daily basis. They were hitting it with backhoes.
That's Robert Brunig, director of the Museum of Northern Arizona in Flagstaff.
Our concern is that we're going to go right back to the Wild West days of the 70s that we saw. That's not what the state of Arizona ought to be doing with its heritage.
The state has agreed to pay one law enforcement ranger to patrol Homolivi, and a slew of volunteer groups will visit the site regularly. But there's only so much volunteers can do. Late last month, the Arizona legislature shot down a proposal to impose a mandatory surcharge on motorists that would help pay to keep state parks open. And in June, lawmakers are expected to issue another list of parks slated for closure. This time, as many as 13 may be shut down. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.